Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I'm Achiri Adams, history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School, and a graduate student in the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill. Today in Bajan History, February 20th, 1836. Commissioners of Compensation Notice. On this day, February 20th, 1836, a notice from the Office of Commissioners of Compensation, appearing in the Barbadian newspaper, detailed the amount of compensation to be disbursed to slave owners for each of their enslaved workers. The dispatch, which was signed by Henry Hill on behalf of the governor and assistant commissioners of Barbados, split the enslaved into discrete divisions and classes. Attached prandials and unattached prandials were subdivided into five classes. In the unattached category, head people and tradesmen who were attached were valued at £38.16.09. Inferior tradesmen and field labourers were appraised at £29.02.07, while inferior field labourers were priced at £15.10.08. Tradesmen in the unattached prandial grouping, except for tradesmen, were valued at 1 shilling less than attached prandials. Enslaved non-prandials were subdivided into head tradesmen, inferior tradesmen, head people employed on wharfs, shipping, or other avocations, inferior people of the same description, head domestic servants, and inferior domestics. The last two categories of enslaved listed and their respective values were children under the age of 6 on August 1, 1834, and enslaved who were aged, diseased, or otherwise defective. Such children were valued at £8.17.08, while refuse slaves were valued at £1.18.01. Of the £20 million in compensation, which the British Parliament allotted to slave owners in the British Caribbean, Barbadian slave owners received £1,734,353 in compensation. That figure is estimated to be worth over £200 million today. Reparationists, who are fighting for justice and restitution for the descendants of the enslaved who endured the horrors of chattel slavery, grimly note that the 82,807 enslaved people in Barbados received nothing after they were emancipated.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.